Okay, good morning. Today's daf is daf Chaf Tes, page 29 in Masechet Bava Basra. The topic that the third chapter of Bava Basra is dealing with is claims and counterclaims. What type of a claim is credible? When is the counterclaim so strong that it knocks out the claim? And so the Mishnah began by teaching us that when you have items that are not movable, such as a bathhouse, or an olive press, or a home, or a field, or a well. So there is a chazaka. A person can create a claim. In other words, if a guy's been living there for 3 years, and there's been no protest, now if the original owner comes, he has the documentation that his father built the house, or that his father bought the house, or he has witnesses. Let's say they saw him living there and they knew he was the owner. It was said it was his. The original owner comes and says, "Hey, get out of my house. You're a squatter. You don't belong here." The man says, "No, listen, I've been here for 3 years. You never protested for 3 years. That's proof that it's not yours. If it was still yours, you would have protested. You wouldn't have let me here for 3 years. I was here for 3 years in silence with no rejection, with no attacks against me. Must be it's mine." You'll ask me, "Well, if it's yours, buyer, where's your deed of sale?" As we'll see in today's daf, the buyer's going to say, "How long do you expect me to hold on to my deed of sale for? I held on to it the first year, the second year, but 3 years of nobody questioning my presence made me feel confident that everybody knows it's mine. I became somewhat flippant about watching all the documentation. I misplaced the documentation, but I bought it. I got a deed of sale." And that is credible. Such a claim that it's mine, and proof that it's mine, is that that's mine because I bought it. And proof that it's mine that I bought it. Proof that I, in fact, bought it. I was here for 3 years with nobody protesting. That's a very strong claim, and that claim wins. That's what the Mishnah taught. So the Gemara is trying to figure out, what's the reason for such a law? What's the reason that 3 years of being in a place makes us think that the guy who has the 3 years of being there, his case is buttressed, it's supported, and he's the presumed owner and the winner of the argument? So the Gemara suggested yesterday, maybe it's based on the laws of a damaging ox. We know that in Bava Kamma we learn that if you have a new ox, you can presume that the ox is innocent and it's not going to cause damage. If it goes and causes damage, you're therefore basically exempt. You only have to pay 50% of the damage. However, if it did it 3 times, now you expect it to keep goring. So now if it gores the 4th time, you pay 100% of the damage. The presumption has changed after 3 actions. So if the presumption changes after 3 actions in regards to an ox, maybe that's the source also in regards to a piece of land, that after 3 years of a guy living on the land and no protests, our presumption changes. Instead of presuming that the guy who had witnesses that it was his or that his father built it, he's the one that we presume is the one who's right. We now presume that the man who's been here for 3 years with no protest, he is the one who is right, and we presume that it's his. The Gemara said, well, if you're really learning from an ox, then basically it's not 3 years, it's 3 significant events. Just like with an ox, it's 3 significant gorings. That may work for Rabbi Yishmael, who said in the Mishnah that if we're talking about an orchard, once the man living in the orchard has harvested the grapes, and then a month later he harvested the date of the olives, and then a month later he harvested the figs, then that's already a chazakah. But according to the Chachamim, those who disagreed with that, those who said that it has to be 3 full years. So what's the source for 3 full years? So the Gemara said that maybe the source for 3 full years is the Pasuk, Rav Yosef said, the Pasuk in the Navi Yirmiyahu, right? Looking at the very bottom of Chavchesim and Beis, Amar Rav Yosef said, Kruksiv, it's a Pasuk. Yirmiyahu HaNavi is turning to the Jews, he's saying you're about to go into exile, but now, Sados Pakesif Yikanu, fields should be bought with money, Uksov b'sefer v'chasom. And now you need to write it in a scroll and seal it, and you have to hold on to your records. So why is the Navi saying you better hold on to your records? Sharei Navi, Omid be'eser, the Navi is talking about the 10th year of King Tzidkiyahu. Umazir alachasasre, and he's warning that in the 11th year of King Tzidkiyahu, they're going to go into exile. So therefore, why why do you need records? Because you're only going to be here for 2 years. And 2 years is not enough to create a presumption of being yours. You're going to need to, you need records, therefore. Amalei Abaye, Abaye said back to Rav Yosef, maybe not. Maybe there the Navi Yirmiyahu was just giving good advice, not saying that you're going to need records because you don't have 3 years. Really, 2 years also is enough to obviate, to negate your need for records. But the reason why he said you need to have records is because he's giving advice. You're going to travel. You're not going to be able to have witnesses come and say you were there for 2 years and prove you were there for 2 years. You're going to go into exile. So therefore, you need to have records to prove that you acquired it. Dilo Temahachi. Now, if you're not going to say that the Navi Yirmiyahu is giving advice, look at the following pasuk. The Navi says, Benu batim, build buildings, ushvu, and settle, v'nitu ganos, and plant gardens, v'ichlu et piryan, and eat their fruits. You know, go to Bavel, build homes in Bavel, plant gardens, eat their fruits. My commerce, there's some type of a mitzvah to go, you know, build real estate in Bavel. What's the Navi doing here? It's a tova kamashma. The Navi's just giving advice. The Navi's saying, listen, you're going to be in Bavel for a long time, so you know what? Settle down there, build homes, establish yourselves there. So the same way he gave advice that the Jews who are going to exile should settle down, Hachanami may be here too when he says that before you go, when you sell your fields, keep the records. Eitz Tova Kamashma, he's just giving advice, not saying that you have to have records because otherwise you won't be able to have chazaka because you won't be here long enough to establish chazaka. Teda, what's the proof that he was just giving advice? The Navi Yirmiyahu went on. The Chsivi said, "Unesatem b'klicheres l'man yabdu yamim rabim," and put your records in earthenware urns so that they last for many years without decaying. Like we saw with the Dead Sea Scrolls, they were in urns and they were able to last 2,000 years. So he said, put your records in your urn so that they last. Well, that's a halacha, that's advice. He's giving advice. So therefore, Yirmiyahu's pasuk is not a proof. So we're back to the question. What is the source that it takes 3 years of living on a field or living in a home or using a bathhouse or a olive press to establish a presumption that you own it? Ella Amar Rav, and you don't even need a record, a written document to prove that you own it. Your 3 years without any countervailing protests is enough to establish that presumption. Ella Amar Rav, Rav explained like this. It's basically an assessment of human nature. Shasa Kamaisa, for 1 year, the first year, Machil Inish, we can accept that a person, he's mochel, he just forgives it. Let's say I have a house and I see somebody else living in my house. I might be a nice guy, I forgive it. A whole year can go by, I'll just forgive that. Tarti machil, even 2 years can go by and it's fair to say I'll just forgive it. But tflas, but to think that I'm going to let somebody live in my home or live in my field or you know, get all the wealth out of my olive press for 3 years and I'm not saying anything? Lo machil, a normal person's not going to forgive so much. Normal people don't give away so much money, right? It's normal for a person, you know, who's wealthy, he has a job somewhere, you know, maybe he'll give a little bit of a tip. He's mochel, okay, really the cost should have been $21, he gives $25, he says, okay, I'm mochel the other four. You can be mochel a year, 2 years, but 3 years, it's not normal for a person to be mochel. Person's not going to buy an item for $20 and then give a tip of $100. That doesn't make sense. That's not human nature. So 3 years went by and this man was quiet. Must be that really he was, the only reason why he was quiet is that it's not his anymore. So there's no reason for him to protest. But if it would be his to say that he was just mochel, he just forgave it, that's completely unreasonable. Amalei Abaye, Abaye said, if you're saying that a person who doesn't protest right away, it's because he's being mochel initially, Elameata, so that's the case. Ki hadra ara, let's say I'm on somebody's field for a year. And 14 months into my squatting, he starts protesting and he brings witnesses that it had been his, it was his father's, it was his field, and I don't have a document, so the halach is I've got to leave now. So what happens to the produce of the last 14 months that I've eaten? I have to pay him back for that produce. I don't understand. Elameata, but if this is the case, that he's mochel, so ki hadra ara, so then when he does protest and he gets his land back, tihedu levar mi peira, he should give the land, he should get the land back, but he doesn't get the produce back because he was mochel the produce. He forgave it. Alam amar Rav Nachman, why do we know that Rav Nachman said that once the original owner protests, hadara ara, the land comes back, vehadri peiri, And the produce, what was consumed off the land, is also returned back to the original owner. So again, we've had three possible suggestions. What's the source of the concept of 3 years? And we've rejected them. We had one possible suggestion we learned from a goring ox. We rejected it because that it should be three events, not 3 years. We had another suggestion. It's the verses in Yirmiyahu. We rejected that because that's just advice. Now we had a third suggestion. Maybe the source of 3 years is because a person wouldn't forgive 3 years. 2 years a person forgives. It's also not true. Because clearly, if a person's not forgiving, because otherwise he's not entitled to his land back, even after 1 year. After 1 year, he is entitled to his land and his produce back. Why is he entitled to the produce back if he forgave? Must be, it's not about forgiving. Ella Amar Rava, so Rava now suggested a fourth possibility. Shasa kamaisa lo kapit inish. The first year, a person is not upset that someone is in his field. It's not that he forgives. It's just, it takes a certain amount of trespass, a violation, to get a Jew angry. A Jew, you know, doesn't get angry so quickly. 1 year, you know, I'll deal with it. I'll get my money back. I'm not upset. I'll work it out. Tarti lo kapit, even 2 years of a guy being on my field. I'll get to it. I'll work with him. I'll get my money back. But plus, to think that a guy's going to sit in my field for 3 years and I'm going to be quiet, kapit. A guy who's sitting on my field for 3 years, I'm going to be angry. At a certain point, 2.5 years, he's still in my field and he's taking my stuff. I should be exploding. Why didn't I explode? If I didn't explode, must be I sold it. And that's why I didn't explode, because it's not my stuff anymore. But it's not about forgiving. Even after 1 year, I don't forgive. 2 years, I don't forgive. It's just that, you know, it's understandable. 1 year, he doesn't get angry yet. 1.5 years, he got angry. But he never forgave. Amale Abaye. Abaye said, if that's the case, Elameata, what happens when you deal with Jews that have bad tempers? Could go on Hani Debay Bar El Yashiv. There were these people from the household of El Yashiv. They were very tough. They were very angry. They were Bulvans, Tekapti, they get angry all the time. Afilu amad l'chalof ha-mitzvah didhu. A person walks on their, person walked on the boundary of their field. They get angry. Hey, what are you doing on my stuff? So, hachanami d'l'alta ha-michazaka. So if you went into one of the fields that used to belong to the people from the El Yashiv family, and you sit there for 3 months, and nobody said anything. So you say, okay, now that proves that it's yours, because these are guys that get angry after a second. They didn't get angry for 3 months. That's a proof that it's mine. If you're going to say, yeah, that's the case. With angry people, you can establish a presumption that you own it from them and you're not just, and you're not a squatter if they didn't protest for a little bit. So then you've made a law, which is not really a law. It's not a standard. It depends on the person. It depends on an assessment. You have to bring in psychologists and neighbors and journalists, whether this guy has a bad temper. You can't have halacha like that. Halacha has to have absolute standards. That can't be what's going on here. Ella, so now rather we have the fifth possibility in terms of why after 3 years the squatter who's there for 3 years without a protest is the presumed owner. Hello, my Rava. Rava explained it's about human nature in terms of record keeping. Shasa kamaisa, the first year of after I bought something, mizdar inish bishtari. A person's excited and he watches his document well. He knows where it is. Tarti for the second year as well. Plus the third year as well, mizdahir. But tfe lo mizdahir. But after 3 years, people are not watching their documents. And that's why when he says it's mine, but I don't have the document, that's reasonable. He doesn't have the document anymore. He misplaced it. It's 3 years. Amalei Abaye says, Elameata, if that's the case, then it's really about him, about the fact that after 3 years, we don't expect him to still have his documents. Elameata, so if this is the case, Macha shelo b'fanav lo tehevi macha. If the original owner protests, but not in front of the squatter, he protests somewhere else, that shouldn't be considered a protest to stop the establishment of the chazaka. The amarle, we should be able to say to the squatter, should be able to tell the original owner, Imachis ba'apai, had you protested in front of me, I would have been watching my documents. But now, that I didn't see you protest. You protested somewhere else. I didn't know that you protested. So after 3 years, it's accepted and permitted for me to be neglectful with my documents. So the answer is Damar Lei. The original owner can tell him, listen, there's no such thing as my protesting and you not hearing about it. Chavrach, chavra isle. Your friend has a friend. Chavra the chavrach, the friend of your friend, chavra isle, has a friend. Everybody, you're going to hear that I'm angry with you. It's not possible. It's not possible that I'm walking around saying all sorts of schmutz about you and you didn't hear. You're going to hear, I didn't tell it to your face, but you already hear what people are saying about you, not to your face. So you knew that I was upset. You should have watched the document. Since you didn't have the document, even though it's after 3 years, I get the field back.
This is very different than the other things. It's like Rove and Karo, which we have Sukkim, which is
right.
Right. So this is like really just a rabbinic thing.
That's right. So you're amazing, David. You're anticipating the views of the Nemuka Yosef and the Rambam and the Ketzos HaChoshen, who argue that this concept of Cheska Shalosh Shanim is a rabbinic enactment. It's a Takana Drabanan. It's sort of like we've seen, you know, for Pseida de Lekuchos, we want to save buyers from illicitly losing things, so we want to keep markets open, so we do things that are a little bit sketchy to help the buyers. That's what's going on here. We don't want the situation, a guy buys something, and then someone else comes, well, it was mine, and now he loses it. It's only fair, if he bought it, 3 years he has to keep his records. After that, he doesn't have to keep his records. And if the man comes with claims, he can say, I don't have to keep my records anymore. I thought everybody knew that I owned it. And Beis Din will accept that based on a takana d'rabbanan. It's a rabbinic enactment. That's what the Ketzos HaChoshen says. Yeah, question.
Right. Keep them in
urns.
How did the Rabbanan come and tell us that they should ignore what Yirmiyahu said? Even if Yirmiyahu is only good advice. I mean, clearly, Yirmiyahu is telling people that it's proper to keep your deeds for longer than 3 years.
Yeah, but Yirmiyahu was talking to people who were traveling. They were, you know, there was exile. There was a lot of dislocation. He's not talking about somebody who's living in Shiloh. You know, we've been living in Shiloh for 40 years. You know, thank God. It's a whole different scenario. No, he was in Yerushalayim. He was in Anatot. He was in Israel. And he's saying, you're going to leave, you're going to go to exile. Take your documents with you. Yeah, you know how long Jews were in Bavel? We were in Bavel from the year 70 till around, what, 1940? We were in Bavel for 1800 more, 1950. You're saying you don't have to. After 3 years, they're about an enact. At that point, you don't have to keep your records anymore. You're there, you're settled, you know. Amar Avuna.
They didn't believe in the Hanukkah, right? In those days?
Of course they believed in Gula. They believed in redemption, of course.
So they did it. So if they did, everybody knew this is his house. Finish.
Oh, because it's such a public event, the Chanukah
Tabayit.
Very good. So that's a good point. Yeah, there's some poskim who agree with that also. That they say Chanukah Tabayit already means you wouldn't need 3 years. Because that's so public, we'll see that later in the Gemara. Maybe that already exempts you from the 3 years. Good point, Baruch Hai. Excellent. So apparently they did not make Chanukah Tabayit. That's correct. Amar Avuna. Avuna said, Shalosh Shanim Shamru, the 3 years that create the presumption of ownership, Hushachon Ritzufos. That's if he's there and he's using the field or the home for 3 consecutive years. He doesn't take a break. Because if he takes a break, then the original owner can say, you know why I didn't protest? Because when I came was the time that you were on break. So I thought, you're not there. That means you left. You knew that it was really mine. So that's why I didn't protest. You should have kept your documents longer. My Kamashlan. What's the Chiddush of Rav Huna that it has to be 3 full years? Tnina, we learned that. Our Mishnah, Cheskas on the Chazaka for all these 9 items, is Shalosh Shanim, 3 years, miyom liyom, from day to day. So Gemara says, I'll tell you, Ma'al, the Talmud would have thought to say miyom liyom lafuki mekutos. From day to day, that means that the years have to be complete years. It can't be partial years like we saw. Not 14 months, not 18 months. 36 months. But those 36 months, I thought could have been scattered around 12 months here, then 2 years later, another 12 months, and 2 years later, another 12 months. Kamash Malan, that's what we need to have Rav Huna to say. The 3 years is from consecutively, sequentially, it's 3 years, day to day, 36 months. Rav Chama said, however, Umodi Rav Huna would agree, Ba'asre, let's say those places, let's say the valleys, Dumovri Bagi, where they leave fields fallow in order for the field to recharge, then even if it wasn't consecutive, also then it would also work to be a chazaka to establish a presumption of ownership. So Gemara says, Pshit, of course, if you're using the field the way these fields are normally used, that's a presumption of ownership, even if you took a break for a year, because everybody took a break. So Gemara says, Lo Tzricha, the case is the Ika de Movi, we're talking about a valley where some people are leaving things fallow every once in a while. The Ika de Lo Mavir, and some people don't leave things fallow, they keep planting the field every year. The high Gavra Movra, and this man is leaving his field fallow. Now the Tema Amarle, so I would have thought to say that the original owner can say to him, Emisa Dididachu, if it was really yours, Ibayalag Lamizrae, you should have been planting it. Kamash Balan, that's what he can say to him, I wasn't planting it. You know why? Even though I wanted to establish my ownership, I wasn't planting. You know what? To have one field planted when all the other fields around it are not planted is very expensive. Because we need to hire guards to protect from the animals. So if there are lots of fields here, we all chip in to hire a guard. But if it's only my field planted, I need to hire a guard. That's difficult for me. Inami or alternatively, say, I'll tell you why I left my field fallow for a year. Ba'achanichali, this was better for me. Da'av d'tfei, that way the field would produce more. It'd be more fertile when it has a break every once in a while and it's not worked to death. But in fact, I'm the owner, and I don't keep to keep my records after 3 years of usage. It's not related to the Mishnah. Cheska sabatim. The way to have a presumption of ownership of a house is 3 years in the house. Ivo abatim. Now, when we talk about a house, to be imama yadi, be lila lo yadi. People only use it by day. At night, I don't know who's in the house. How do I know? The lights are off. So that means that there can only be testimony about on-off. There can only be testimony about the days of the 3 years, not the full consecutive 24-hour periods. Amar Abaye said no. There can't be testimony about the consecutive periods. Man Masad Abatim. Who's going to testify about a house? Shivavi, the neighbor. Shivavi made the Yediyah B'Yamam Uvelilayla. The neighbors know whether the house is being used both during the day and during the night. Rava Amar, Rava said, Kagon Dasu Beitre. You know what the case of the Mishnah is when we say that there has to be testimony of 3 years that this house was in the domain of Yaakov, so that we say it belongs to Yaakov, even though Yaakov doesn't have the documentation. Kagon Dasi Beitre, we're talking about where two people come. And they say, we rented the house from Yaakov, Vidarina Beit Lashnin, and we lived in it for 3 years, by day and by night. Amalei Rav Yemar Rav Ashi. So Rav Yemar said to Rav Ashi, Hani Nogin Beit Dusanein, how could we accept such testimony? These people have a credibility problem. They have an interest. Dilo Amri Yachi, if they're not going to say that we were living here from Yaakov, Amina Luhu, we're going to tell them, well, it really wasn't Yaakov's, it was really Shimon's. And then, Zilu Havule Agar Beis Salahai, you now need to go pay Shimon. You paid Yaakov, but you need to pay a second time because the real owner was Shimon. Amar Lei, Rav Ashi said, Dayana Deshvili Hachadini. You have to be a fool, right? You'd have to be a judge who's completely ignorant to think that I would make such a ruling, that I would say people who've already laid out money and now are coming to testify that the way they laid it out was the right way are credible. Of course that wouldn't be credible. I would never suggest that. That's not credible because they're biased. Of course they're going to say that the way they laid it out worked, because if they're going to say the way they laid it out didn't work, then they have to pay a second time. Who wants to pay a second time? People have an interest here. But that's not what I'm saying. Milo Askin, what I was suggesting, can't we be dealing with Kagonda Nikiti Agarbesa, where the two people who were renting are holding the rent. Va'ami, and they say, Leman Leisve, who should we give it to? We got this house from Yaakov. And we kept saying that we're renting from Yaakov. Should we give it to Yaakov or should we give it to Shimon who owned it 5 years ago? Shimon never came for the 3 years that we were here all based on Yaakov. That's already a good claim. Amar Marzutra. Marzutra said, Rav Huna said that the testimony has to be 3 years consecutively, about 3 years of every day the person using it. Marzutra said, V'itayin v'amar. So, but basically what that means is, what does it mean 3 years consecutively? It means that you bring witnesses that you used it I bring, let's say, I'm the squatter. I bring witnesses that I used the field for 3 years. I planted, I harvested. Nobody called it, nobody stopped, nobody protested. That means it's mine. What happens, though, if the original owner comes and says, you know what, that you only have witnesses that say you were there for 3 years. I want to know about every single day. I'm demanding testimony about every single day. Bring yourself two witnesses to testify to Darbe Tlashnin that you were in this house, both be a mama uvele laila, by day and by night, Tana say Taina, that is a good claim, and I need to bring witnesses that I was there by day and by night. However, that's only if the original owner makes a claim. If the original owner doesn't make a claim, when people say that I was there for 3 years and there was no protest, that's already enough. I don't need to prove I was there for every day of the 3 years. However, Modi Marzutra Berochlan Amachzirin Bayaros. Marzutra would agree that if the original owner is a peddler who's never around, he's traveling all the time, he's going from city to city selling cosmetics, jewelry, or perfumes, Afogav Dilotaan, even if he doesn't make a claim saying that, Afogav Dilotaan, even though he doesn't make a claim that, I want to see every day. I don't believe you were there every day. Tanina Le'anan. We would make the claim for him. We would say, hey, we need to know every day because this guy is always out of town. So maybe the day he was in town, you moved out for those 24 hours. And maybe you really didn't have a chazak. You know, he thought that the fact that you moved out when he was in town, when he didn't see you in front of him using his stuff. So he thought you moved out, that you were conceding that it's his. That's why he didn't protest. Therefore, we would say, we need to know that every single day.
In this case, Rabbi, the witnesses, can they be family members or one slave?
No, no, kosher witnesses.
How about slaves?
No, kosher witnesses.
Then who's going to know every day for 3 years?
Not be slave.
They have the cell phone companies, right? They have the GPS data. Where were you for the 3 years? Where they are? It's your iPhone. Easy pass. Mother Rav Huna would agree, though. However, b'chanusa de mechoza, in the storefronts of mechoza, the imam avida l'layla lo avida, they're only used by day, they're not used by night. And therefore, even if the original owner claims, hey, you weren't there at night, that means it wasn't consecutive. No, it was consecutive. If he was there during all the days of the 3 years, that's enough to presume that he is the owner. A story, Rami Bar Chama, talking about slaves. Rami Bar Chama and Rav Ukva Bar Chama, two brothers, Zavnai Am Sabade Adadi, they bought a maid together. So they wanted to set it up in a way in which no one would have a chazaka against the other. They didn't want a situation where one would use the woman for 3 years and then claim, well, it's mine, you didn't protest for 3 years, it means it's mine. So what'd they do? So Marish Tamish Barishona Shliya Vichamishis, one used her for year one of the Shemitah cycle, year three and year five. Marish Tamish Bar, the other one took advantage of her services for Shniya Revia Vishlishis, for year two, four, and six. Nafak Ariulyes, after 6 years, the original owner came with the claim, hey, it's my maid. Asalukami de Rava. They went to Rava. Amalahu. So Rava said, listen, my time, Avditu Hachi, why'd you do this? You don't have documents. Why'd you do this to work one year one, the other one year two, then the next one, then the first one year three, then the second one year four? Why? So you didn't want to establish a chazaka against each other, that no one should have a presumption of ownership if the other one wants to claim her back. Just like for yourselves there was no chazaka, the way you acted is also not a chazaka to the world. So therefore, sorry, the original owner is going to win. You don't have documentation that you purchased her. And this brings up Mordechai's point. Says the Gemara, v'lo amarim, but this is only true, el lo kasev itra. This is only true if they didn't write a document. If they didn't have a document expelling out the way they were dividing her services. Aval kasav itcha. But if they have a document the way they divided her services, kala isle, that's something that's going to be very well known. Because whenever you have a document, you have two witnesses on it. So whenever you have something that's public, it's like a public record. There was a newspaper announcement. So if the original owner really still owns her, how could he sit by when there's a newspaper announcement that his maid is going to be for 3 years, alternating, but still 3 years with one and 3 years with the other? He should have protested. He's going to sit for 6 years after such public information. So that's a proof that really the reason why he was sitting was because it wasn't his, and it really did belong to them. So that's why some poskim say that if you have a Chanukat Habayit, it's very public. So if it's very public, how could the original owner not protest? If he didn't protest, that's a sign that he is giving up his rights of ownership. He doesn't own it. That's why he's not protesting. And then you don't need to have documentation. Yeah, David, a question?
No, I wasn't sure about the, it's different than a house, but I realize now we said before Avadim. So it's similar.
We did mention Avadim, right. We did mention slaves. It's one of the things mentioned in the Mishnah. And the Chiddush here is that since there is a partnership document, the partnership document is such a public thing, that, you know, how could the original owner just sit by and let that be? Such a public thing. Must be that he's not the original owner. He's not the owner anymore. That's the proof. Amar Rava. Rava said another halacha about chazaka. Achla kula chutz mi beis rova. Let's say a person has this big beisa. It's 50 amos by 50 amos. And he's planting the whole thing, except for this one little corner, you know, which has the space for a quarter of a kav. So yeah, Kanakuli has a presumption of ownership of the whole field, chutz mi beis rova, except for that little corner, except for that little piece. Am Rav Huna, Brader of Yeshua, Rav Huna, the son of Yeshua, said, this halacha of Rava is only true, v'lamar el debarzriyahi. It's only true if you could plant that place, and he's not planting it. So it's so strange. 3 years go by, he keeps not planting a certain place. Must be that that's not his. That's why he can't plant it. I have a lav barzriyahi, but if it's not an area that can be planted, kani le'agav arye, since he has a claim on the rest of the field, he has a claim on that too, and he has a presumption of ownership on that. Maskefler, Bibi Barabaya. Bibi Barabaya challenged this. Elamiatos, so if this is the case, Tsunmav, let's say a person has a big rock. Bame Yikne, how's he going to acquire that big rock? Right? How's he going to acquire it? He can't plant it. Elabukmi Bachiyusa, the way he establishes a presumption of owning it is by using the rock, having animals on it, or Mishtachabapera, spreading out figs on it to dry. So the same thing is true here. He should have, you know, put his animals on that little corner. He should have spread out figs to dry in that corner. The fact that he didn't shows that it doesn't have a claim on that part, and on that part, the original owner wins. Hahu, there was a man.
Where is this piece of land? Is it on the corner of the field, or is it?
Sounds like it can be anywhere. The fact that for 3 years an original a squatter keeps not using a certain part is it shifts the burden of proof. You're probably not the one who owns that. The other guy owns it. There was a man who said to his friend, "My boy is by Besa. What are you doing in this house? It's my house." Amarle, so he said to me, "Not Svinte. Yeah, it was your house. I bought it from you. I've been here the last 3 years. You didn't protest. So it's mine. I don't have a document. There's 3 years. I can lose my document." Amalei, he said, "You know why I didn't protest? Because I was mamish in the house with you. I was in the inner courtyard. I was in the inner room of the house. I was there with you the last 3 years." Also, the commander of Nachman. So they went to Rav Nachman. Amalei, Rav Nachman said, "Zil bror achilasach. You have to prove that you were in fact in this house for 3 years without somebody else there. Otherwise, if you can't prove that he wasn't there, he, as the original owner, gets it back." Amalei Rava. Rava said, "Hachi." Amalei Rava. Rava said to Rav Nachman, "Hachi Dina, is that the law? Hamotzim Echaber Olav Araya. The man who's been here for 3 years, he's the presumed owner. The other one is trying to claim that it's not his. He has to prove it." So the Gemara says, "Really, this is not so. This is quite troubling." Rami de Rava de Rava. The Rami de Rav Nachman ad Rav Nachman. This ruling of Rava seems to contradict another ruling of Rava, and the ruling of Rav Nachman seems to contradict another ruling of Rav Nachman. Just as an interesting aside, the Rif writes here that generally, we have lots of arguments in Shas between Rava and Rav Nachman. Generally, halacha would be like Rava, because Rava was later than Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman was Rava's teacher. But here, it's an argument where they actually have a conversation. Gemara says, "Amar lei Rava le Rav Nachman." Rava said to him, to Rav Nachman. So if they were having a conversation, that's before, that's when Rava was still the student. So an argument that happened when Rava was still the student, then the halacha is like the teacher and not like the student. So in this case, halacha is like Rav Nachman, not like Rav. In other places in Shas, where he says Rav Nachman says one thing, Rava says something else, halacha would be like Rava because Rava was later, and we usually follow the later authorities. Thank you.